Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, super important episode. Stop what you're doing and listen to every word of this. You are going to love it. But before we get into it, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. At charliekirk.com/support, that is your portal to help support us, our team, our researchers, our editors, the travel costs, everything around the production of the Charlie Kirk Show. You know, with all the cancellation and all the bad guys coming after people that are trying to tell the truth, when you support us at charliekirk.com/support, you are saying no to cancel culture. You are saying no to the digital assassins. You are saying yes to this program. And if you say to yourself, boy, I want millions of more people to listen to this program, I just wish my kids, my grandkids, my neighbors, and more students would hear what this show has to say, that's where it all is made possible, at charliekirk.com/support. As always, you can email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Action-packed episode, everybody. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for emailing us. And also, get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Can't forget that. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Our next guest is a great friend. I texted him Merry Christmas yesterday. He was a little confused, but then he knew what I meant. Citizen Kane. Mr. Kane, happy second day of Christmas, the greatest day of the year.
Yeah, you should tell people that as soon as you sent me that text, I sent back, was Mike Woodson fired by Indiana University?
So just so everyone knows, Kane and I share a passion for college sports, and it is without a doubt the four greatest days of college sports fandom of being March Madness. And Kane, you have some, you know, strong opinions and connections with all that, but just riff on that, Kane. The March Madness is still one of the great American traditions that I hope doesn't get ruined by the left.
Yeah, they're trying. You know, the NCAA. It's interesting to see the NCAA lose power with NIL in the last couple of years, and the NCAA is incredibly woke. And so, your last statement there about potentially ruining the tournament, it is. You know, for people who complain, I'm going to just say quickly, you need to understand, the America First movement is filled with alpha males and females. And one of the things that a lot of us did growing up was play hoops and play sports. And so there's reasons that we still pay attention. So, yeah, these last couple of days, you know, Bloomington, I'll give people a little bit of background. You know, IU didn't make the tournament this year. They won five in a row heading in, and they got blown out by the Japanese kamikaze point guard
from Nebraska.
From Nebraska, 5'11" shooting guard is probably a better description of him. And actually, Nebraska plays later today. But we got blown out by 30. Mike Woodson got a second technical of the game with 8 minutes to go. And then he walked off the floor like a crippled old man with everyone watching him. So there's some unrest and anger in Bloomington about Mike Woodson. But these games have been great. And you know, I missed a whole bunch of them
my favorite yesterday, and this is a perfect reason for you to go to charlieforhillsdale.com. That is charlieforhillsdale.com. So Kane and I were texting during the Oakland-Kentucky game yesterday, and this senior transfer to Oakland who played for Hillsdale College for three seasons hit 10 three-pointers yesterday and scored 32 points. Jack Belkey or something, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable. So let's get into the news here, Kane. So I'm looking at the stack, citizenfreepress.com. Love how you're updating it. So I want to go to this one and this story here, which is about the House Republicans
So do you think it's wise, Kane? I want you to think about what the CFP Nation is saying and what your, you know, gut says. Is it wise to vacate the chair even though we are being betrayed? Your thoughts, Citizen Kane.
Well, bottom line, you know, my final answer is probably not, Charlie. And I mean, I can go either way, but look at what we got, right? We went through turmoil through several months after getting rid of Kevin McCarthy, and the Mike Johnson speakership is doing the same thing with these spending bills, with these stopgap spending bills. I wouldn't be against, you know, I don't have huge feelings either way. If they want to get rid of Johnson, that's okay with me. But I don't think that in an election year, they're going to be able to choose any speaker who's going to be willing to shut down the government. They're too afraid of losing the media battle when you don't have control of the media, and they're going to blame Republicans. So I feel like it's, you know, I understand Bannon's push, and look, this debt is out of control, right? We're looking at $35 trillion for a national debt just around the corner. And I've been putting up the national debt clock numbers showing that it's going to be $12 trillion higher in 4 years, that we'll be looking at $46 or $47 trillion. So we have to wake up and get a hold of spending. There's no doubt about it. That's what, you know, that's what our side is upset about. And there's a lot of junk in this bill. There's no doubt about it. But as for vacating, him, I'm not sure who you get to replace him that would have the stones to shut down the government. What is your thought on
Yeah,
that?
I mean, I'm of the opinion that right now we actually, our trend is our friend. Do we want to give the narrative in this election year the, you know, the idea that Republicans can't govern? I don't know if that helps Trump. That's my mission critical right now, which is they're going to throw a lot at Trump. They're running ads. Does it help Trump to have more bedlam in the House? At the same time, I'll tell you, Kane, I feel super betrayed. But, you know, so there has to be a price and a consequence for these actions. On the other side, we have a one-seat majority. So as a one-seat majority, the Uniparty has basically taken over D.C. We kicked out Santos, whose voting record was great. Ken Buck has gone into the sunset. We basically do not have a majority. We do not have a majority. We have like a splinter majority. But if you count the moderates, it's effectively the Uniparty has taken over, you know, the entire imperial capital. And finally, I'd hate to try to do something too dramatic that stops Donald Trump's incredible momentum right now. That's where I'm at in the sense of, because Donald Trump is stronger than ever, despite everything they're throwing at him, despite all the asymmetric warfare. Why would we voluntarily go into something that might jeopardize that? Your thoughts, Kane?
Yeah, I think that's the right theme there. And you mentioned Ken Buck, and let's not forget the final line where he said the Republicans are not so upset about my resignation, but they're worried about the next two or three to resign. Meaning there's a hint out there, there's a threat out there that some Republicans who are upset about what happened to McCarthy could take revenge and essentially resign. And that would flip, before we even get to November, that would flip the House back to Democrat control. If two more Republicans, you know, drop out and quit early. And that is a threat that Ken Buck has put out there. And what you're saying about Trump and the momentum and how this sort of, you know, you saw the crowd of reporters around Marjorie, right, on the Capitol steps an hour and a half ago. They were, I mean, the left is begging for this, right? They are begging for us to vacate Speaker Johnson.
I know. They're salivating. And so should we give them what they're begging for? That's where I check myself.
Especially if there's no, you know, what do we get for that, right? What do we get by removing Mike Johnson? We get another protracted battle where we sort of look like a party who can't govern while they search to find another leader who will probably come into power and go with the same plan of not shutting down the government before November. So I really don't think it makes a lot of sense. But and I think the vote probably wouldn't pass. But, you know, perhaps Marjorie is making her constituency and the rest of us happy, at least by showing Johnson that we're, you know, that we're not happy about the spending. It isn't, you know, the MAGA base doesn't really care about the details. What they want to stop is the crazy deficit spending, are the ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, that's really, really what it's about. And no one really talks about it. We get press conferences about, you know, about the bill, but we don't get any press conferences about what are the actual ways we could cut $500 billion out of a budget or a trillion out of a budget. So, you know, we'll see. But look, the House goes in recess for 2 weeks. So any motion to vacate, any motion to vacate couldn't be voted on until they get back from recess. So I don't, you know, there'll be a lot of flurry today or fury today, but we won't see a vote for a couple of weeks.
The other argument, Kane, is that if it wasn't for Trump, we would have a major base problem. I think Trump will will heal some of those, but there has to be a price and a consequence for this. However, is this the time to administer that sort of price or consequence? They feel as if they can act with impunity, and the arrogance and the damage that this conference has done to the country is remarkable. And I get the one-seat majority thing, and so I'm probably of the opinion that under normal circumstances, this kind of betrayal should result in a motion to vacate. But we don't have the troops. We don't have the numbers. And right now, the trend is our friend. We are trending towards a favorable outcome in November, all things being equal, absent surprises. Why introduce a factor that can make us look like we're a bunch of clowns on DC?
You know, and you made me think of something else. With that one vote or two vote majority that we have, we might even lose the speakership. Imagine they vacate Johnson, they bring in someone else, and if we don't get a unanimous vote from Republicans, Democrats can choose the next speaker because they were so close in votes to them. So it's a dangerous road. I don't think now is the time, but I understand the anger.
And some people say, but so what if the Democrats elect a speaker? Well, we have oversight and we have subpoena power and stuff. So we don't want to forsake that. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. What an unbelievable start to 2024. We had last month saving babies with preborn by providing ultrasounds. And we're doing again this year what we did last year. We're going to stand for life because remaining silent in the face of the most radically pro-death administration is not an option. As Sir Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, and we're not going to do nothing. Your gift to preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. $280 can save 10 babies. $28 a month can save a baby a month all year long. And a $15,000 gift will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. And will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. Call 833-850-2229. That's 833-850-2229. Or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is charliekirk.com and click on the preborn banner. Also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. I'm a donor to this organization. They're terrific. Go to charliekirk.com, click on the preborn banner. All right, Kane, I'm going to ask a question that I ask frequently, and I can't say enough good stuff about Kane. Kane is a legit citizen patriot. Kane was just working, some finance job or something, and now he literally has one of the most trafficked, one of the most popular websites out there. And it's like him and one other guy, and they're doing page views that are comparable to Drudge. I visit it multiple times a day, citizenfreepress.com. And Kane and I text all the time. I got such a kick. You know, Kane, what was it, 1 o'clock Eastern, a.m. Eastern, you text me, are you still up? I said, of course I'm still up, Kane. It was on some Judge Cannon thing. So I love the way you process information, Kane. Kane, what are the major threats that you see on the horizon that we have to address coming into November for Donald Trump's second term?
Okay, well, thanks for the kind words about the site. And just so you know, it's actually just me. The other guy, Spencer, handles the Citizen Free Press Twitter feed. So you can blame him for any bad tweets, but he hits that 7 days a week. He hits that 7 days a week, 12, 14 hours a day. And I'm running the site lately. You know, it's been 16, 17 hours, 9 in the morning till 2 o'clock at night. The threats to Trump, though, you know, well, first, I got to tell you, they're burning couches in Lexington after what Jack the Ripper did, the former Hillsdale player last night. They're burning couches in Lexington. And Calipari on the hot seat. I gotta leave that, though. So let's talk about threats to Trump. So the legal threats, they're disappearing, right? The Fannie Willis case, I don't think, is going to go to trial before the election. We'll see if it even goes to trial at all. Everyone knows about the appeal that was accepted by Judge McAfee. So for them to appeal to the Georgia Court of Appeals, whether they can, whether they will decide to remove Fannie Willis, if not, and it can go to the Georgia Supreme Court. And then as another backup, Georgia also passed a law that Kemp signed just about a week ago that allows a commission to be created that could remove prosecutors. So I'm not that worried about the Fannie Willis case, even though that is the one where you and I both thought they were pretty much guaranteed to get a conviction just because of the Fulton County jury. Now, yeah, regarding the D.C. cases, they've sort of been put on hold, too. We're going to be waiting for the Supreme Court to decide on both Nathan versus Fisher and that obstruction charge, that cooked up Enron charge. And we're going to be waiting on the immunity ruling. So, and then once that begins again in July, then it's 90 days of motions at a minimum before that starts. So I really don't think Trump has any legal threats. Although, again, there's a chance that
well,
Trump
hold on. Can I interject, Kane, just because of yes. time on radio? Yes. The seizure of his business assets. I want to play this. Cut 117, please.
I want you to remember this moment. And don't forget it, if the New York Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets, it's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump.
Now, that's the slob, Frank Luntz. I think he's right, yeah. Citizen Kane, though. You see, Luntz yeah. is not a Trump guy. But he's kind of coming around. He's seeing a trend, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, he said it from the beginning. He's the one who sounded the alarm about the Nelson Mandela effect yes. that's happening with Trump. And he's been saying it actually for months. I had not seen that clip. That's a great clip. I'll have to put in the stack. And they're right. That you know, it actually helps Trump. It certainly has helped him with independents, and it's helped him to solidify the base.
We don't have time, but there was a fascinating new poll that shows that RFK is getting nearly 26% of the vote in Arizona. And so that's fact. I find we have been on this, you and I, Kane, and the third party element. I think we got to really track this closely. So final thoughts, Mr. Kane.
Yeah, well, let's hope he chooses Nicole Shanahan as his running mate instead of Aaron Rodgers. 26% is a huge number in Arizona. He's going to get bigger numbers than people think. Generally, third party candidates do worse than they poll, but they do better. As we learned from Ross Perot, they do better if people think they actually have a chance to win. So Kennedy is going to be a factor that we're going to have to watch. Right now, it seems to be very, very close to 50-50 in terms of him taking votes
That's
from Trump
right.
versus taking votes. Yeah.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, Kane, but it's 50-50. Right. Over time, I think that will start to trend against Biden, especially with younger voters. But RFK yeah. is going to be the Ross Perot of the 2024 election. Everybody check out citizenfreepress.com. That is citizenfreepress.com. And I know that since we've been talking, Kane, you might not be able to see, but Northwestern is just back from the half. And so go Northwestern and our Evanston roots. They're down 1 point. I know you're watching. Yeah. Happy
yeah,
March
you know
Madness and enjoy.
Yeah. Just that IU wants that coach. The Florida Atlanta coach, Dusty May, is a former manager for Bob Knight.
Mr. Kane, keep it up. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set of $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support. During these times, I want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for just $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is mypillow.com, promo code Kirk. In a second, we're going to have Raheem Kassam to walk us through this very important story that he's published on the National Pulse about the influencer network that is being funded through dark money apparatus that is going to play a big role in the upcoming election. You see, a lot of these discussions happen on social media. We talked about banning TikTok, but it is a fact that the trans and gay agenda is pushed primarily on these social media applications through the algorithms, through preferential elevation. Go to Cut 52. The man, Dylan Mulvaney, who is masquerading as a woman, says that TikTok helps more and more people, especially kids, become trans. Play cut 52.
And now with transness, I'm hoping that it's the same trajectory of like, you know, the people that are being so outwardly transphobic online in my comments, in my DMs, I'm hoping that that will become like increasingly embarrassing for them, and that these media organizations and these social platforms will be equally embarrassed that they tolerated and allowed these things to happen and didn't step up when we needed them most. But I also think about how specific to TikTok, because I still am like, what is this app? What am I even doing? I think it's a way for young people, especially, to see people that are like them.
To see people that are like them. It's just, it's incredible to me why women put up with this. With, you know, Dylan Mulvaney masquerading around. But women are more agreeable. In fact, a lot of the women who support the trans agenda, they say, well, finally somebody understands us. And somebody is understanding our struggle. You know, welcome aboard is what some of them say. Let's go to this one here. Cut 64, transgender colonel in the Space Force, Brie Fram. If someone who's going to revolutionize the way we fight in space... You'll hear the rest. Play cut 64.
And if that brain, who's going to revolutionize the way we fight in space, we fight in cyber, just happens to be in a trans body, you should want them all serving alongside me.
That is a colonel in the Space Force. Talks about how you're going to want them serving alongside you in the Space Force. Does that make our military better prepared to have someone who with very serious mental issues masquerading as a woman in the Space Force? We're going to fight in space with a bunch of trannies. That's what we're going to do. Let's go to this one here. All of these are posted on social media. It makes a big deal. And this ties into Raheem Kassam. It really does make you wonder, why do so many women support the trans agenda? And you might say, oh, I don't support it. But no, the trans agenda is largely supported by women. It's worth an explanation and some, you know, some exploration, I should say. Cut 66. These are trans parents that let their 2-year-old decide gender. These trans parents should be put in prison for child abuse. Play cut 66.
And 2.5-year-old Sparrow has yet to make a choice about their gender.
Sparrow, do you want a banana?
They're anti-gender, but we're using they, them pronouns. Sure, they have anatomy, we understand it, but like that's not indicative of their identity. It's something that Sparrow's gonna have to figure out and then tell us before we can tell anyone else.
Particularly because it's, you know, something that our parents did and they got it wrong.
This all happens on the social media landscape. Joining us now is Raheem Kassam, who has a very important story about Midas Touch. Raheem, welcome to the program. Walk our audience through the story and how it ties into the social media landscape.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. The group Midas Touch, which I think a lot of people might have seen in passing on social media, but have never really understood quite, you know, who they are, what they are, where does their money come from? They've gotten away for a very long time with peddling a number of hoaxes, frankly, against the political right. And they were behind the bloodbath hoax from Donald Trump's Ohio speech last week. So we decided, you know, it's time somebody spent a fairly decent amount of time researching not just the background and the origins and the connections of these guys, but actually, you know, where is their money coming from? How did this thing come to be? And what are their end goals here, really? And it's funny, in just a couple of days' work, you know, we've managed to tie them to Reid Hoffman, who is the E. Jean Carroll, Nikki Haley, Fusion GPS, LinkedIn founder, multi-billionaire, left-wing mega donor, and also to Jack Smith through Midas Touch contributors and collaborators on their network. They have been very clearly amassing a power base on the political left that is putting the old hat groups like David Brock's Media Matters and others, putting them out of business, quite frankly. They're faster, they're sharper, they're more impactful. And if you are somebody on the political left who wants lots of misinformation and disinformation peddled about Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, then right now, Midas Touch is where you go.
Yeah, so talk about who's funding it, their infrastructure, and there's obviously some sort of deal. They get SEO placement on Yahoo and Google. That's extraordinary. I mean, conservative sites never get such placement there. So walk us through all that. They're essentially a Democrat super PAC that's getting preferential treatment in search engine optimization.
Search engine optimization amongst the corporate media, even on X.com, formerly Twitter, everything that they do appears to be boosted. They have a large number of people, some anonymous, some people who we've identified who are working for them around the clock, pulling clips, quoting them out of context. And really what's interesting to us is, yes, okay, so Midas Touch is run by the Macellus brothers out of originally in Hollywood and left-wing entertainment law circles. And they first started doing this really around 2020, and they started doing it in a relatively transparent manner. You could see where their money was coming from, lots of Hollywood donations. Their father is a big entertainment lawyer, very well connected on the West Coast. But last year, they went very, very dark money. Now you no longer get to know who puts money into Midas Touch. You no longer get to know where their funding streams come from. And if you look on YouTube, if you look on TikTok, if you look on X, the numbers they're getting are just absolutely extraordinary for the size of their natural audience. Which, you know, comes back to your point. For instance, if anybody researches my website, The National Pulse, on Google, you'll notice that they still refuse to put us in Google News. They still refuse us front page, even when people Google specific terms about us. But if you Google something very basic about what's going on in political media or political news, Midas Touch will actually come up as one of the first recommended places. Now, they don't pretend really to be a news outlet. They say themselves, and they've said in many interviews, they did one just this week with Semaphore, where they say, look, all right, we are here just to mess things up for Donald Trump. That is what we exist for. So it's no surprise that a week before the State of the Union, they were invited by Anita Dunn, Joe Biden's communications strategist, into the White House and got a special preview screening from the First Gentleman and from Anita Dunn themselves. They are extremely well hooked up. They are being leveraged now by the Biden campaign and the DNC, and they're throwing mountains of cash around like you couldn't believe. This is the new central focal point for the political left online.
So what are they filed as? Are they a super PAC? Are they a for-profit company? What are they designated as?
So they had previously been a PAC, and you could see at the time where the money was coming from and how the disbursements were being made. As I say, in 2023, they changed their status. That is an article that we are currently working on at the moment to walk people through exactly how they operate, exactly. You know, they have an LLC, but is everything going through there? They have, you know, affiliate PACs. They have affiliate organizations, some of which I know you're familiar with. They paid, for instance, a group like Patriot Takes, which is anything but patriotic, a lot of cash in the run-up to the 2020 election and thereafter to peddle falsehoods about Donald Trump and about the political right again. And I noticed just going through some of their stuff today that one of their focal points is Charlie Kirk. You seem to be a particular thorn in their side. And I can see, you know, you can see, once you start to know what you're looking for, you can see the cogs turning, you can start to get aware of these things. But it's disturbing because Rasmussen came out with a poll this morning that showed 40% of U.S. likely voters believe that the bloodbath hoax was actually Donald Trump saying that he wanted to inflict political violence on his enemies. Well, that started with Midas Touch. That is the exact kind of, you know, quote, misinformation, quote, disinformation that we were told, we've been told by the CIA, we've been told by X, we've been told by all these places that those things will be taken down. We will not tolerate those sorts of things. So I say to people like Elon Musk, you know, you said it yourself that you don't allow this sort of thing on your platform. You've begged, borrowed, and stolen to make that case. Make it in real time. You know, places like that are peddling this stuff day in and day out.
Yep. And it's very important to understand that these things are manufactured and synthetic, and they're not just going after Trump. Their strategy is to go after the entire MAGA movement. That is really what's here. And is Reid Hoffman behind this, Raheem? Is that correct?
Yeah, so Reid Hoffman was one of their first donors. They had a handful of very wealthy early on people who got involved. There was actually a very critical Rolling Stone magazine article about the way Midas Touch was operating, about the types of money that was flowing into it that was published some years ago now. It does seem like in the intervening period, the political left has gone from having casting a skeptical eye to groups like that to hugging them with both arms. But yeah, Reid Hoffman, one of the early backers.
For years, I've been talking about how our nation's public schools have been captured by progressive ideologues, especially true if you're a Christian family. For those of you worried about the best educational path for your kids and grandkids, I want to tell you about how Turning Point Academy is working with the Herzog Foundation and how you at home can also benefit from it. They have an online publication called The Lion and also Making the Leap. The Herzog Foundation offers a wide range of advice and information for Christian parents to make the best education decisions for your kids. Go to HerzogFoundation.com. That is HerzogFoundation.com. So check it out right now, HerzogFoundation.com. Portions of The Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you in part by the Stanley M. Herzog Foundation. That is HerzogFoundation.com. Raheem, can you talk about the pile of cash that Joe Biden has and will continue to grow? How enormous is it? And this whole Biden influencer army strategy that they're trying to build out?
Yeah, look, I make a habit of, for my sins, I suppose, consuming a lot of left-wing media. And there's a lot of jovial response this week to the fact that Joe Biden has, you know, they say double the amount of cash on hand than both the Trump campaign and the RNC put together. Now, I think we all know why that is. I think it's very obvious the screws that have been turning by the apparatus, by the regime, in order to starve the Trump campaign of cash, in order to bleed it dry so that it can't actually take part in a free and fair election. And we have to phrase it like that because, for instance, I was listening to the Politico Playbook podcast this morning, and they're not exactly hiding that fact. They're very open about the fact that it is the legal cases, it is the lawfare that is standing in Donald Trump's way at the moment of actually spending in the election. Well, you know, I know we say this all the time, and I know it's somewhat become a truism, maybe even a cliche at this point, but this is third world stuff. The idea that you can launch a number of different lawfare incursions against your political opponent in an election year or in advance of an election year, but into the election year. You know, a lot of these cases, whether they will be heard prior to the election, just before the election, just after the election, significantly and seriously hampers Donald Trump's ability to spend money where it needs to be spent, and that is out on the campaign trail. And so that is a requisite part of the gloating that you're seeing at the moment. And it's really, you have to look at it this way. They don't have anything else that they can do here, right? From a political strategy perspective, you going into this as a Biden campaign saying, all we have is money to spend, right? So we need to take it from the unions. We need to get it from all of our dark money operations. We need to funnel it through, whether it's places like Midas Touch or you name it. There'll be cash floating around every which way you could possibly imagine. They don't have a positive message to take out to the country. They don't have any good campaign faces and names to send out to the country. Joe Biden himself will not play well out in the country. Kamala certainly won't play well in the country. Pete Buttigieg won't play well in that into the country. And so what do? You amass a war chest of $2+ billion, which is what they're doing, in order to just run fake, out of context hoaxes against your opponent. That's what they're banking on here. They're banking on the fact that everybody's just going to load up their Instagrams, their TikTok, their X's, see these clips that are being peddled by the likes of Midas Touch, and try and win the election that way. All at the same time, Donald Trump can't spend a penny in response right now. It's one of those things where we have to be careful about what we say, I guess, but it's, perhaps it's a conversation for a thought crime episode. But I'm stunned. You know, I grew up in England, little old England, and I was told that across the Atlantic in America, there were all these brash bruisers who were ready to brawl for their nation and its freedom. And I just see the salami slicing every day over and over again. And I just keep thinking to myself, where are you, America? How is this happening?
Yeah, I mean, we're allowing it to happen and just sitting idly by. Raheem, in closing here, what do you think is one of the things that you worry most about to impede Donald Trump winning in November that you don't think people are talking about?
Yeah, look, I think for all of the talk about the money stuff, I think that there is the ability of Donald Trump to get around that. He obviously can earn a lot more media. He does get a lot more traction, you know, in doing the campaign rallies and getting around the country. I suppose the thing I worry most about is this move by the Democrats to win the House. There's a lot to be said about what's going on, especially on the abortion argument. So they take back the House, and then when Donald Trump wins the election in November, the House, the Democrat-run House, goes, we're not going to seat you. We're not going to certify the election results. I think they are careening towards that. They've signaled it already. We've done a number of stories about that. And that, I think, is a big problem. I mean, huge Civil War-style problem.
Transition Integrity Project. People got to keep an eye on this. They have it all gamed out. They're going to do the stuff that they're trying to indict many people right now in several states. They're going to have alternate electors. They're going to do all of it. The fight is going to go on just beyond the election. Raheem, thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.